BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here's Tuesday Scott Mills Daily Podcast, including Charlie Sloth on Real or No Real. Our sassy listener Curtis is back on to cull some more people from his WhatsApp group. And Innuendo Bingo is a wet one with Danny Howard.
Scott Mills.
This is Scott Mills.
BBC Radio
1.
Hello, Scott Mills here.
I mean, you did expect the voice to be better by now. You have been in voice rest.
I didn't speak yesterday from, like, well, when we said goodbye on the show yesterday, from then until I'm saying 11 o'clock this morning.
Is it one of those things that can be cured in some kind of medieval way? Like, if I scare you, or if we put your hand in, I don't know, honey or warm water.
I don't know.
Do you know what I mean? Like one of those old-fashioned remedies.
But, hon, I've tried all the honeys and lemons and that, and
have
it's still
you?
Like, oh, I don't know what's going on.
You need a steamer.
Got one. I've even got a steamer.
Who was it who told us about a steamer? It was some pop star.
Oh, yeah, they always steam for their voice. Seems like quite a long situation, doesn't it? But, yeah, I suppose you've got to do it if you're a pop
star.
But
you know what? It is getting better. There are marked improvements on yesterday.
Thank you. So, Danny Howard says, he's just tweeted, entered Radio 1 looking like a drowned rat. I assume I'll leave like one too. Yes, there's a slight change of schedule today on Innuendo Bingo. It's really weird today. Like, the east of the UK is so wet and the west of the UK is having a little bit of a wave of heat. But I got absolutely drenched on the way here today. Danny Howard's done the same, but it doesn't matter because he's going to get wet in Innuendo Bingo at 1.45. Yeah. So you might as well just stay wet, Danny. We were hoping to have Chris Mears off of diving, but he can't make it today. I'll tell you all about that in a minute.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Sad times today. Our Innuendo Bingo guest cannot be here. It was going to be Chris Mears off of diving. And a lot of boys and a few girls really upset.
He's got an amazing excuse, though. And for once, a statement of apology. Do you want to hear it?
There's an actual statement.
Do you want to hear it?
We were going to get him to do it in his Speedos today because that's what he normally wears. Well, in fact, it's very rare to see him with clothes. So we have the apology here, do we?
Yes.
Okay, go.
With the Olympics so close... Go up on your screen so I can read it.
I do apologise, so it's on the screen.
And my training schedule increasingly intense. My body is under more physical strain than ever and requires more attention and maintenance than ever. With this in mind, this is the best bit. With this in mind, the Olympics had to come first. But in the coming weeks, I will come and take part in the best Olympic preparation game possible. Innuendo Bingo.
I mean, that's all we can hope for, really, isn't it? Thanks, Chris Mears.
BBC Radio 1.
Daily.
So, Danny Howard, thank you so much for stepping into the breach today on Innuendo Bingo.
Can't wait.
We did have, I know this sounds awful, we did have a last-minute cancellation.
Oh, really?
No, oh, did they not tell you that?
No, they didn't tell me that.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
I got
sorry.
The text last night, I was like, I can't wait.
Oh, no, but do you know what? Will. You can be made to feel better because it is one of our Olympic champs that pulled out.
Who was it?
Chris Mears.
Very similar to you, actually.
Right, okay. Right,
a lot of ways.
Oh, right, okay, fine.
Yeah, kind of similar looking.
Yeah.
Similar attitude, kind of thing.
Do you know what he looks like? You know,
no, okay. I'm not going to pretend I do.
Maybe get a couple of pictures up. You did do the image search
Chris Mears.
Chris
type your search engine, then image search.
This is the one that's supposed to be coming
into
that.
Oh, wow, okay. Yeah, so a lot of naked,
he
not canceled, naked, but, you know.
And the next person we thought of was you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we're thinking along the same lines there, aren't we? Do you know what I mean?
Reminds me of when I went to Ibiza for the first time and wore a mankini along played in Bossa Strip. So he likes to swim in trunk, doesn't he?
He does, but then he's a diver.
Yeah, well, it makes sense then.
But some of them, like especially his Instagram, is like, hi, just in the shower.
I do that a lot.
Yeah. So
it's when people know what they're doing when they put up Instagram pictures.
I mean,
Twitter pictures. It's like, you know, you're not just going about your normal life because you're not putting everything on Instagram. So don't make out this is just casually.
Yeah. Sorry, just had a shower. Oh, there's a camera.
I just happened to have my phone with me.
Yeah. But he is training incredibly intensely for the Olympics right now. Olympics has to come first.
Of course.
But he says he is going to come and do Innuendo Bingo, basically, in his trunks in the next few weeks.
We'll let him off then.
So, Danny, thank you so much for doing it today. Did you make it a wet one?
I'm glad you didn't ask me to do it in my trunks, by the way.
Well, you can do if you want.
Just in spirit.
We're all very open-minded here.
No, it's fine. I'll keep clothed.
Okay, so pink, just like fire, and then Danny Howard on Innuendo Bingo. What ratio of wet are we saying today? I quite like a wet one.
Fully wet. 100.
Fully wet?
Fully wet.
Oh, Danny, because we've got one on YouTube which is described as the wettest innuendo bingo of all time.
Yeah, isn't it?
It's got all the hits.
Which one?
That it's called the wettest innuendo bingo ever.
I think I still hold that record.
Do
me,
you?
Me v Danny.
No
yeah.
way.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, we've got something to beat then, haven't
yes.
we?
It's like insane
it's
views.
On. More
right.
water.
It's time to witness the wetness. This is Innuendo Bingo.
It's been a while, but Danny Howard is back on Innuendo Bingo today.
Yes.
Last time we had it on, it was, well, it's the wettest ever and the most hits, one of the most hits we've ever had.
We need to make it extra wet today. And also, Chris has got his jumper on and I asked him to take it off to make it the wettest, but he's refused, so that means
water. If you're going to have... Yeah, fine, I'm all up for the water, but, like, you coming in telling me to change my clothes, you know, change yours for once. Always wearing a black T-shirt.
Gas queen!
Yeah.
It's the DJ uniform, all right?
You know Meghan Trainor was at Big Weekend? Mm-hmm. She has got this thing where halfway through her performance, she'll just go, yes, queen. And we've really picked it up big time on yesterday's show. So if you ever hear her,
yes, queen.
That's why that's her doing it there.
Love it.
Okay, so Danny Howard on Innuendo Bingo. Get your waters, please. It's been wet, but I think could be wetter.
Get ready.
Think about the online hits, guys. Okay, here we go. We start with Spring Watch on BBC Two. It's back. It's back on TV, which means we'll get so many clips again for Innuendo Bingo. Keep them coming in, please, to my email. Now, Michaela Strachan has done this show for years, so it's kind of difficult to find new ways to keep the viewers entertained.
What a delightful scene. I love the scratching badger. I can scratch my own badger, look.
I don't know. I think we can do better than that. Come on, Scott.
I know. Well, no, it's the first one, though. She was scratching a picture of a badger on her T-shirt.
Spring Watch is going to be on, isn't it?
Oh, there's going to be so many. And loads of you sent that one in.
I just like the music.
Remember, if you hear an innuendo, send it to scott.mills@bbc.co.uk.
I can scratch my own badger, look.
Now, we were supposed to have Chris Mears in today off of diving, but he can't make it. Olympic training. But let's keep the theme with Tom Daly. Now, this is on his show, Tom Daly Goes Global. And an honest admission here from Tom.
This goes over your head. Tell me when it's too tight.
I'd rather be too tight than too loose.
Tom Daly there, putting on a life jacket, of course.
I'd rather be too tight than too loose.
Yes.
Gas queen!
Okay.
Do you remember when he played this?
He was good at it, actually.
In his trunks?
No. Okay. Close. Water, please. Over on BBC Radio 4, Matthew Oates and his friend Richard are supposed to be out butterfly spotting. But there was only one thing catching Richard's eye that day.
Only last summer, I was with a friend, Richard, who saw and photographed his first ever purple emperor. And I actually saw his eyes glaze over. He became hooked. You can never have enough purple emperors.
That's right. Now, has anyone ever photographed a purple emperor themselves? I haven't.
No.
Ever not seen
me.
One?
Have you?
No. Surprisingly not.
Have
no.
you ever seen one?
Me?
Yeah.
I can't remember.
I don't think I have.
Can't remember.
Butterfly there, the purple emperor.
No, not me.
Can't remember.
Water, please. Next, we're going to the real Versailles on BBC Two. Now, I don't know what historian James Daybell has shown to presenter Lucy Worsley, but... Water. Don't know what James has shown her, but she loves it.
Historian James Daybell is guiding me through the lost world of 17th century espionage.
This is so much more significant and atmospheric than licking the fluff, isn't it?
It is. It is.
They were talking about wax seals on letters there and how much more exciting they are than just licking an envelope.
This is so much more significant and atmospheric than licking the fluff, isn't it?
It is.
Yes.
It is.
It is.
It is. And now more water, please. Now we're going over to Radio 1's most loved dance DJ, Pete Tong. Sorry, Danny.
Thanks, guys.
Sorry, one of Radio 1's most loved dance DJs, Pete Tong. Now, Danny, you've got a good relationship with Pete, right?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, water, please. Is your relationship... Danny, yes?
Sorry.
You're fine?
Yeah.
Danny can't cope.
What's wrong with you?
He's in the zone now where he can't stop laughing.
Have you got tongue on the brain? That's what he's waiting for, isn't it?
Here we go. Danny Howard, is your relationship...
Danny, sorry. Danny, come on.
This is good because it's getting Chris repeatedly.
Silly now.
Sorry.
Come on.
Okay. Man. Here we go.
Just saw it.
Here we go. Danny, you've got a good relationship with Pete Tong, have you? Mm-hmm. Is it as relaxed? Oh, Danny can't hold it in his mouth.
Okay.
Are you okay there, Chris?
Yeah.
Is it as relaxed as Pete Tong's relationship with Toddler T?
One more time for Annie Mac on the turntable. Still to come, the one...
What's happening to Danny Howard, please? He's lost control of his mouth. Like, he can't hold it in.
Okay.
Try again.
I don't know what you're imagining, which is making you laugh so much. Is it the suggestion that you're not as loved?
No. Okay, ready.
Okay.
One more time for Annie Mac on the turntable. Still to come, the one and only Toddler T plugging in as we speak behind me.
Didn't even think it was that good. I just had to try and level things up. I'm drenched.
Are you okay, Danny?
Yeah, that was a good one.
I don't know why that made you go so much.
Still to come, the one and only Toddler T plugging in as we speak behind me.
Kathleen! It is good, actually.
It's good.
Water, please. Yes.
Still to come, the one and only Toddler T plugging in as we speak behind me.
BBC Two now. And Grand Tours of Scotland. I'm afraid to say that Paul Merton, the presenter, has had a terrible incident in front of Christine.
I'm in the capable hands of Christine Burratt, who I hope is going to help me land a whopper. To get me in the mood, we stop for a spot of mackerel fishing, and it's not long before my rod is twitching.
Wow. Soaked.
Oh, you really are. You like that one, Chris?
That's such a good one.
It is a good one.
And it's not long before my rod is twitching.
Do you remember we... when we left work, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The one that sticks in the brain.
Yeah, it's true. On an Indian Domingo day, as we leave work, there's always one that we repeat to ourselves.
In the lift.
In the lift. Water, please. They weren't keen in that lift, were they?
They didn't understand.
They didn't get it. Water, please. My rod is twitching.
Sorry, I just understood what you meant. You get in the lift whilst other people are in there playing the clip.
No, what we do is after the show, there's always one Inuit Bingo clip that sticks in your head. So we'll be in a lift with other BBC people, and me and him will be going, and then my rod was twitching to each other.
Brilliant.
Yeah, you had to be there. Finally, to the classic car show on Channel 5. Now, I know there are a lot of people out there who really love cars. But I think this man may be slightly, I don't know, oversharing his passion.
You've driven lots of different cars. Which one was your favourite?
My favourite has to be a 962. It's strange because it's rather like having a wife that you've been with a long time. You don't realise how wonderful she is until you're not in her.
Brilliant.
As in the car. And that was today's Inuit Domingo Bingo.
Brilliant.
With Danny Howard. Really good game. Thanks for stepping in, Danny.
No problem. Anytime.
Radio 1's best loved dance DJ, Danny Howard.
Yes. The
Scott Mills Daily. I'm enjoying all of the Adele reaction today. for calling out someone for filming her at a concert. Have you seen this?
Yeah, I did. I heard Grimmie talking about this morning as well. Do you know what? I just don't really see why Adele's that bothered, personally.
Because, okay, right, so if you don't know it, so Adele stops the show and she's like, will that lady please take that tripod down, stop filming, it's not a DVD, I'm here in real life, you can enjoy it in real life. But the thing is, everyone gets their phone out now and just films it, they do. However, if it is a lady getting an actual tripod out and setting it up during my concert, I'm not sure I would be that cool about it.
Oh, hang on, so what did she say? Have I missed something here?
She's like, can that lady take that tripod down, please? Oh, okay. It's a massive tripod.
Yeah, okay, I get that. But here's what I was thinking. If it's just someone with their camera phone out...
Oh, no, everyone's doing that.
I know it's not great to do, and it's like, it's better to just enjoy the performance. But I don't really know why it's wound Adele up so much, because she must constantly be looking at the other side of camera phones from when people are filming.
Does it not wind you up a little bit though? And like, when are you ever going to watch that?
No, I agree. And that's you're what never going to watch this morning. It. You're never going to watch it. But I've done it. When you're at concerts, you just want to. You think you want to keep this moment forever. And also, it might just be something that you want to show mates.
Yeah, but if it's just a sea of camera phones now, no one's actually watching it.
Look, how many people were in that crowd?
Oh, don't know.
So many people. Right? Yeah. Thousands of people. Why is Adele bothered?
Because it's a tripod.
I mean, there's loads of people in there. No point stopping the show for it, I think.
I agree with her. I agree. I'm like, can you like... I would be like, look, I'm actually here. Watch the show.
Yeah,
don't watch it through your phone the time.
I'm not arguing that. But if she has got... If this lady has got a massive sort of film crew with her, and they're also trying to film an actual proper DVD...
Yeah.
I mean, lols if she's just told off the person who's filming the show for the DVD.
For the DVD. Oops. Yeah, that would be awkward.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello, Jake, who is in Tynmouth, and just says, I was there at the weekend to see this live. It feels weird. It feels almost like it didn't happen now. I know what you mean. That's always the way after festivals, isn't it? It's like, oh, God, I was there.
Bit like a dream.
Especially when you watch it, on, like, if you watch it on BBC iPlayer, like, trying to spot yourself in the crowd. Like, oh, I can't see myself. But Jake was there pretty near the front for that. That was There Will Be Time and Tompkins Square Park by Mumford & Sons on the main stage on Saturday, closing the first day of Radio 1's big weekend.
This is Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
Good afternoon, Tom.
Hey, Scott, how's it going?
I'm all right.
Good man. I tell you what, my voice is still absolutely knackered after Radio 1's big weekend.
Were you there?
Yes.
How do I sound?
You sound like, well, horrendous.
Horrendous, good, I'll take that.
But I've got some advice for you. There's two bits of advice. On one side of it, yeah, you should try and milk it, you know, and get all the sympathy you can get. On one side, you should just be a man and put up with it, you know.
All right, so you're telling me to man up now?
Pretty much.
But I could, okay, I can man up, that's not a problem, you know me. But I still sound stupid.
Well, you sound how you sound at the end of the day. You know, just ignore what everyone else thinks.
Okay, cool.
Cool. Well,
thanks very much.
I like this, Tom. You rung up, said Scott sounds horrendous. Who do you normally choose on bangers?
Normally Chris.
Fair.
But no, I think Really One Big Weekend this year absolutely shut it down.
Yeah.
So, were you there both days?
I was there both days, yep.
What were your highlights?
Stormzy and Bring Me the Horizon were my absolute favourites. But in New Music We Trust stage on Sunday, Skepta shut it down.
Literally, shut it down.
Yeah, literally.
That's clean.
Okay, so I've got some bangers for you here you might be interested in.
Go on, hit me with them.
You ready? You ready?
I'm 1-0 down.
Okay,
well.
Here you go. I won yesterday. You wouldn't expect this from me. ASAP Rocky, Wild for the Night. Oh, yes.
What a tune. I've forgotten about this. Was it Wild for the Night, Eating Chicken Tonight?
Yeah. Wild for the Night, Eating Chicken Tonight.
A going. Wow, I don't know where you pulled that from.
See, sometimes I'll just pull out a wild card.
Yeah, that's wicked.
I know you're expecting a Demi Lovato album track.
Or Tom, you could have this. Love kick starts
again. Example.
Old school example with Kickstarts. What a tune. What's the phrase that springs to mind with this? What is it? Different strokes? That's what you've got to decide here. Do you know what I mean? It's two good songs.
Right.
I just don't know what would do it for me on a Tuesday afternoon.
Yeah.
Right, okay. I like both those records, I'm not going to lie. But my instinct this afternoon is going with Scott, because I love ASAP Rocky. Right.
2-0 down, this worries me.
Yes, he's smashing it. Ain't afraid to show it, I'll expose
it if I dress up. Oh no, you see, I worry you've got a new game plan. You're picking these bangers from somewhere. I think you're paying someone. That's my theory.
Why would I be paying someone? That'd be so ridiculous.
That's my theory. Because only last week you were saying to me, oh, do you know what? It's actually starting to get to a stage where picking bangers is, you know, the well is running dry a little bit.
Yeah, only
because... I worry you've got a new well.
I've got a brand new well and there's plenty of water in it, honey.
Oh, God, I don't know where you found it, though.
I called you honey there, I do apologise.
It's like you've been fracking or something.
Yeah,
it's like you found a new well to get your bangers from.
Yes, I have. And you don't know what my method is.
No, and it worries me.
So that was... what I'm doing, Chris, is I'm going a bit less obvious. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but do you know what? I've run out of FIFA tunes.
Oh, I know you have.
So I need...
You were basically robbing my FIFA for quite some time. Mm. Yeah, I mean, pretty intense track by ASAP Rocky, but it sounded really good.
It'd just be example kickstarts, though. That's mad.
I know. All the example fans are going, it's his best song. What are you doing?
2-0.
Oh, 2-0 to me.
Do you know what? I hate the stress with this now as well, because that means you're on the way to a five-balling.
Yeah. And you know what happens then?
Oh, no.
There's a forfeit.
No.
There is. Okay. We'll resume this tomorrow at 2:40, but I'm really pleased with myself right now. The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1. So, Chris, remember a few weeks ago, we had an amazing sassy caller on called Curtis, who truly believes, he has the best WhatsApp group ever. All his friends want to join it, but it was kind of getting a bit out of hand. And some people needed to go.
Yeah.
It was like there were too many people in it. So he told us who he wanted to get rid of, and we actually got rid of them on air.
Yeah, I remember it. I love Curtis. He was the admin of the group, wasn't he?
Yeah.
He had all the power, but properly loved having the power. Do you remember his friends used to call him King Curtis because he reminded them of that kid from Wife Swap? You know, the really sassy one?
I don't know whether you've seen this. It's a few years old now, but there's a kid who basically loves his bacon.
Yeah.
And when it gets taken away, he is not happy.
Son, bacon is good for me. This is very mean.
You're going to be going to the grocery store.
This is very mean. Anyway, so we spoke to him. We got rid of three people last time we spoke, and we got it down to the golden number of 15 in the WhatsApp group. But Curtis has mailed me today because he has not managed to stay at 15 people. It's crept up again. So I think we need to stage an intervention. Curtis, hi.
Hello.
So how many people do we have on the WhatsApp group now?
So we currently are at 19.
Nah, we need to get it down to 15.
Okay, so we need four off the list.
It's a bit like the Hunger Games there, so we've got 19 people in the arena. Four must go.
Mm. Yeah, so it's like at the beginning of the Hunger Games where they're all stood in a circle and they have to run to the centre to get their weapons, but instead it's membership to my WhatsApp group.
That's it. No one wants to leave.
Oh, you're amazing, Curtis, or King Curtis, as we're all now calling you.
I think I do need to change you on Facebook to King Curtis, don't I, really?
Maybe, yes.
They're all rushing to your WhatsApp group. It's that good. In fact, Scott, have you got the music to go with this?
For?
Hunger Games music. You know what it's called? You know what you're looking for there?
What is it called?
Porno Plenty.
No, it's not.
It is. Best name of song ever.
Well, the music from the Hunger Games is called Horn of Plenty.
Yeah. It was either Horno Plenty or Horn of Plenty. I prefer Horno Plenty.
Hang on, it is called that as well.
Yeah?
It's Horn of Plenty. Okay, here goes.
This is epic.
Pretty good, isn't it?
I like it. It's sort of become an event, this.
Kind of ridiculous, but good. Okay, Curtis, can you tell me who are the nominees that might be leaving the group today?
So, Scott, I can confirm the nominees are Emily, Joss, Kay, Melissa, Pete, Tim. Who will live to WhatsApp another day?
Okay.
So that's six altogether there.
You've got to get rid of
six.
Four.
Yep, no problem. the first one that has to go, I'm afraid, is Joss. Joss has recently moved to London, and his work hours have upped and his involvement has gone down. So I'm afraid Joss is gone.
That's not his fault that he's got a better job and moved to London.
Well, you know, it's not my fault either, is it, though, Scott?
This is good. No discussion. Yeah, he's gone. Fine. Laters. Let's never talk about him again.
Bye, Joss. I do like the idea that all of these people could be listening right now while you're billing them off on air.
I hope they are listening. It makes it more funny.
I mean, I know we're making an event of this, Curtis, but do you think they actually care as much as you?
They definitely will, honestly. You know, we can see from George's response last time that they really care about this.
George, yeah, he proper lost it.
Okay, who's next?
So the next person that's going to be cut from the list will be Kay.
What's Kay done?
So Kay only really gets involved when there's something that, you know, she can attend and never really responds if she's not going to get involved. So she'll pick up, you know, going, oh yeah, I come to that, but she never really lets you know if she's coming or not to other things. So that really annoys me. So let's get rid of her.
Okay.
Okay, fine.
Gas Queen!
So you need to get rid of two more. There's four people up for nomination for this.
Yeah. Hang on, have we got rid of her now?
Yep, she's gone.
Oh, she's gone already. Okay, good.
Yeah, she's gone.
Deleted.
No messing about, Scott. No messing about.
And who is the next person off the list?
So this is a difficult one. I don't know whether to go for Pete because he's the other group admin. By removing him, I then have ultimate power of the group and no one else can actually remove me.
Yes, I see what you're doing there.
So I'm thinking I get rid of him and then no one else can get rid of me.
Oh my God, you love the power, don't you?
Oh, yeah, someone's got to have it, you know.
God, it all feels a bit Game of Thrones.
Pete is gone. He's off the list.
You've just removed him. Can you confirm?
Gone. Oh, my word, there wasn't even a consultation of what do you think I should do. He just went.
You can't get rid of group admin just like that. That's
you're crazy. You're wild.
I sold it to myself, you know. As soon as I said that word, you know, of ultimate power, you know, it just clicked and it was just a goer.
It turns you on, doesn't it?
It really does a bit.
So you can confirm Pete's gone.
Peter's gone.
You're making this quite easy. So we've got one more person that needs to leave to round it down to 15.
And there's three nominations for this one. Three people.
Just to remind us, the nominations left are Emily, Melissa and Tim. So obviously Tim is the Haas guy, if you remember, the Formula One driver from last time.
Right.
He's recently decided to leave his job, so he's not actually, you know, he's not the ultimate cool job anymore. So... but this means he might be more involved, so I'm not sure about him.
Who's that, Tim? He had a hot job, didn't he? It was Formula One, wasn't it?
Hot to trot, yeah, Formula One, Haas.
What job was it?
So he puts the rear back wheel on the Formula One car.
Hot job.
Those wheels are pretty hot, actually, I heard. You have to wear gloves, so it's pretty hot in all respects.
But the only thing keeping him in the group was his job, really, right?
I think so, yeah, to be honest.
What about Melissa, then? What's she saying?
So Melissa's quite quiet, actually. She's kind of one of those hippie kind of free souls that you really don't hear from for a long time, and then all of a sudden you'll bump into her at the bus stop.
I'm amazed you get a bus, Curtis.
Well, I don't, to be honest, though. I did catch a train at the weekend.
Gas Queen!
Okay, what about Emily then? This is the final nomination.
Well, Emily actually is... I think maybe I regret putting Emily in the mix. She's normally pretty good. She does get involved with a lot.
Okay, so it sounds like Emily is safe then.
Emily's safe. Let's put her back. Take her off the list for the nominees. Yeah.
So it's between Melissa and Tim as to who is to go.
Yeah. I'm thinking, you know... Melissa's just too hippie for me, you know, and you know, she just dresses a bit wacky as well, so she has to go.
I think you've got a little thing for Tim as well. The way you talk about him in a more positive way than anyone else in the group.
It's very fondly speaking of him, isn't it?
He is one of my longest friends, so I feel like a kind of commitment, you know, that maybe I shouldn't be so judging.
So who is getting removed from the group?
So Melissa is gone.
Wow. How do you think she'll take it?
I don't think she'll notice, to be honest.
Right.
She's pretty useless with technology. You know, she uses a cup and string to kind of get in contact with you.
Gas Queen!
Do you need to... Have you done this on your phone? Get your phone out. It's in front of you, right?
My phone, yeah.
Oh, is she gone?
Yeah, she's gone. She's gone.
There's no messing around with you, is there?
No. Another one bites the dust.
Well, Curtis, that is 15. We've managed to get you back down. Do not take it over 15 again, please.
I'll try my best, and I definitely won't. Quite funnily, Emily has just emailed the WhatsApp the group here in our Cullen, and she said maybe we should uninvite Curtis from steak night on Wednesday.
Oh, steak night.
It was a good job to keep her in, I think, you know.
Yeah, actually, really good work there, because you don't want to miss that.
Do you know what? I'd worry...
Everyone loves a bit of steak.
Yep. Yes. What I'd worry about, Curtis, is one day you being removed from the group. You seem to be annoying a lot of people, I think, with what you say about them. But you live to slay another day.
Exactly. Yep. We're clear of WhatsApp Klingons currently, so, you know, we're nice and clean.
Although you have consolidated your power, haven't you, by removing the second admin? It's going to be hard for them to topple you.
Well, the only way they'd topple me is by creating another group without me in it, which hopefully doesn't happen.
Yeah, the only way to do it now is some kind of coup, isn't it, where they just completely ignore you and overthrow you.
Yeah, I think, though, I'm fairly confident I organise more than anybody else, so they'd want to attend my events.
I love the confidence that goes with it. Okay, good to speak to you, Curtis.
Yeah, lovely to speak to you too.
Letting anyone in, please.
I won't. I'll speak to you soon, hopefully.
Okay, love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
All hail King Curtis, says Costa. I think Curtis's friends need to team up and make their own group and bin him till he respects his friends, says Will. Yes, Curtis is back. Yes, Queen, says Emma Joanne. This is just making me want to watch The Hunger Games, says Emma. That was good. Good to speak to Curtis again. And now, it's the man who's currently in a fitness protection scheme. It's Charlie Sloth.
Yeah! Oh, gosh. Splash. Oh, in your face.
Did you like my intro today?
That was incredible. How long did it take to come up with that one?
Quite a while, actually.
It is a good one. What's wrong with your throat?
I don't know. It's been weird since like last week, and some people are saying I sound like actual Gordon Ramsay on the radio today, which is, that's a bit weird.
Have you been kissing strangers?
No, Charlie.
Are you sure?
That's right. No, I haven't.
It's a bit croaky.
It's got a bit, whoa.
A little bit croaky.
Now can I ask, did you ever get to Radio 1's Big Weekend?
No. Why are you laughing? It's not even a joke, it's not funny.
Is it a lie?
Sorry?
The car broke down.
I wish it was a lie.
But so, can you tell us exactly what happened, please? Because no one ever saw you.
Well, you obviously don't follow me on Snapchat.
No. But what happened is last we heard, because obviously it was very busy there. In fact, the signal was a little bit poor, so we couldn't get on.
Yeah, it was hard to get on.
But you know what? Last we heard was that you'd broken down and you'd said to a member of staff here, all I can see is cows, fam.
Yeah.
And that was the last anyone had heard from you.
Well, it wasn't, because I was in contact with that member of staff.
Right.
Rachel. We got Rachel Dunnell.
Oh, yeah, Rachel, I know.
Yeah. So basically what happened is I left my house Sunday morning at 10 to 8 in the morning. And I got home that evening on the back of a tow truck at 8:15 in the evening. Why are you laughing? Like, this is misery. It's not fun.
Why did they have to tow you?
Because the car was finished.
You weren't in it, were you?
No, we had to get into the... No. But that was awkward, because we're in a cabin with this guy, and Billy, who works on security, you know Billy, right?
Yeah, well, Scott, what's good?
Charles, that's how he speaks.
Yeah.
So, basically, I weren't in the mood
all good,
for the conversation.
All good.
And we're in this cabin, and he won't stop talking. He's asking every question under the sun, and I just don't want to hear nobody's voice. Mm. I just want to be in my own little world, and my battery on my phone was dead. It was a real, real, real challenge.
You had a mare, didn't you, hon?
I had a mare. It was horrible.
Wow.
And then, to top it off, I had to go to Doncaster after that to do a set at 3:30 in the morning.
Wow.
I walked into my VIP area, yeah, to sit down and chill, there was a guy urinating in my booth.
Oh, wow.
In the club.
That's one.
Actually in there?
In the club. I'm like, okay.
Well, that shouldn't be allowed.
No, it isn't allowed.
It's illegal. You can't do that. No, especially you shouldn't do it in a club, especially in my VIP area.
Did you know him?
Of course I didn't know him.
Here's today's Real or No Real.
Sir Paul McCartney used to get his girlfriend's mothers to comb his leg hair.
Oh, gosh.
So whoa. Sir Paul McCartney used to get his girlfriend's mum to comb his leg hair.
But the way the Real or No Real voice says her girlfriend's mothers suggested that this is a thing he likes to do.
An ongoing thing, yeah.
With girlfriends.
Is that not classed as cheating?
It's an interesting point, Charlie.
Surely it is, because, I mean, there's a lot of contact going on there.
Well, it's where the line is drawn, isn't it?
Yeah.
With cheating. And I don't know, combing someone else's leg hair.
That's not cheating.
That's not cheating?
I don't think so.
Really?
Do you?
If I walked in and...
And I saw my girl combing the leg hair of a man.
Yeah, I'm like, yo, Paul McCartney.
I saw my girlfriend combing Paul McCartney's legs.
I'm not going to feel comfortable with that.
Right, okay.
You wouldn't be cool with that.
No.
All right. It's a bit of a weird request. And it seems like it's more than one as well. It says girlfriend's mothers.
That's what I mean. Yeah.
So it's definitely a thing that he likes.
Yeah. Maybe it's a power thing. Maybe it's like, I'm in control of this relationship. If I want your mother to comb the hair on my legs, she will comb the hair on my legs.
I don't think it's a power thing in a relationship. I just think if you're Sir Paul McCartney, you can do what you want.
Whatever you want. Whatever you want.
As weird as it sounds, it's like if that's what he fancied.
What a man.
It's like every now and then we all fancy a little tickle, don't we?
Well,
but it seems a bit embarrassing to ask, doesn't it?
Are you ticklish, Charlie?
I am very ticklish.
But you must love it when you just get a little tickle.
Do you know what I love? Like back tickle. Like when you're trying to go to sleep.
Do you?
Yeah, I love all that. Little tickle in the back. Yeah. Helps me relax.
Anyway.
I've got a really hairy back as well.
Oh, lush. Thanks for that.
Really hairy back.
Is it?
Yeah.
Do you want to get that waxed at all? Or
No, I'm not into that, funny enough.
Paul McCartney used to get his girlfriend's mothers to comb his leg hair, real or no real?
I reckon he's got really, really long hair on his legs. I can see this being real. I'm going to say real.
Yeah, I think he just fancies it, does what he wants.
Loves
real.
It.
That one. Is real.
Oh,
yes,
gosh.
A new biography has revealed that he did supposedly sweet talk an early girlfriend's mum to comb his leg hair as it did relax him before gigs. As Jay says, it kind of depends how far up the leg, I think. Combing
absolutely,
wise.
Yeah, absolutely.
An ankle is fine. And next.
Gary Neville is to join James Bay's band as a sporadic session guitarist after impressing him on stage at a charity gig.
Wow.
Gary Neville, remind me.
Footballer, used to play for Manchester United. Recently took over at Valencia as a manager, lasted 6 months, got the sack. Also a pundit on Sky Sports.
And part of the England management
team. Part of the English management team. Now, for me, Gary Neville, I can see him doing this and being good at it because he's got to be good at something.
Okay, well, I can imagine James Bay doing a charity event, performing at a charity event. That's perfectly conceivable. Gary Neville could have been there. Maybe got a bit excited, fancied getting involved, so went up on stage.
He looks like a bit of a rocker, don't he? The haircut.
Gary Neville?
Yeah.
Or James Bay?
No, Gary.
Oh, right, yeah. You're aware of James Bay,
Charlie? Yeah, don't know, man. Like, James, I love James.
Yeah?
Got all albums.
He's got all albums.
He's got four albums, ain't he?
No.
Oh.
Okay, good. You've never heard a song in your life, have you?
Never heard a song in my life.
You don't even know Hold Back the River?
James Bay's awesome. Get him in for Fire in the Booth.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Is he good?
Could be. That's what I'd like to
rap?
See.
Has he got bars?
Do you know what? I'd like to see you offer your booth to a few more people. Do you know what I mean?
Like
from different musical genres.
It's always the same people all the time.
It's not the same people.
Let's get Little Mix in there.
No.
Yes.
No.
Why not? Why not try it?
It's not happening.
Then we need to open up another booth.
So recently, we had a request from Zayn. He wants to come and do a Fire in the Booth.
Yeah, you said this before, yeah.
No. You said a bit, no, this is a new one because you've said Justin, you've turned down Justin Bieber.
And that's a true story. I did turn down Justin.
You've turned down Justin Bieber.
Yeah.
I don't even think this was a lie.
Why?
It was a true story. That was a true story.
Why have you?
I think he's a lot more credible now. I think the music of late is a lot stronger than the music of past.
So you'd consider it now?
Now it would be a conversation.
Go back to Zayn then.
So Zayn wants to do a Fire in the Booth, and that's currently a conversation that we're having right now.
That's my no. The thing is, you lie. Now, is this you telling a lie?
No, this is true. This is true.
And what's your current thinking? You're thinking because I'm thinking yes. We do you know what I mean? At least give him the chance.
Yeah, I think he deserves a chance. I think you know he's stereotyped as that guy from the boy band, but I feel there's more to him.
But it's hard for you to be honest if it isn't very good, isn't it?
It's very
and
hard.
You're stood there.
It's very hard. I can't lie. I would have to be honest.
Gary Neville is going to join James Bay's band as a occasional guitarist after impressing him on stage at a charity event, real or no real.
Well, he needs a job now, don't he?
I can't see how he can be impressing James Bay. James Bay's a ridiculously good musician, so I think no real.
I'm going to say real just because my man needs a new job.
That one is no real.
Oh.
No, but he did take to the stage with James Bay, guitar in hand, at a footballing charity event with Wayne Rooney on guest vocals.
Oh, gosh.
Only two real or no reels for you today because we talked a lot. At the end of that round, please.
I got 20. Charlie got 10.
Yes.
Lucky, mate.
Cheers. We're going to play Zane now, actually. What's on your show on One Extra today?
Oh, my gosh. We've got a massive show today. It's going to have a real bite to it because we are going to be joined live in the studio by Mike Tyson. Mike Tyson is going to be on the show.
Mike Tyson won't be on the show.
The show is
going to
be a knockout. Why are you weeding me out?
Won't be on the show.
I'm not even joking. Mike Tyson's on the show.
We're back tomorrow from 1 on BBC Radio 1, including my chat with Nick Jonas from Radio 1's Big Weekend between 1:30 and 2:30.
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
BBC